Danny, how are you looking for this one then? How's the team news for this game?
Well, we're looking very similar to where we were on Tuesday. There's no additions at this moment in time, although saying that, we're hoping that we might have one or two back again, you know, and added to the squad. But we'll wait and see. We're not too sure yet. Brian McLaughlin may have a chance. Jack Hunt may have a chance, but we'll have to wait and see.
And with the loan deadline passing today, you're not expecting to do anything, are you?
I wouldn't have thought so at the moment in time, unless something pops up really late in the day. So, listen, I have to say before, you know, I think we've we were quite confident in the boys who came in, you know, during the lads who were injured, and we saw a terrific performance the other night. So that's gave us great hope, you know, that that the lads that we believed in, you know, have really come to the plate. And so looking at the incomings, it's unlikely at this moment.
Just what has that result done? Because I'm, you know, you've said before that the belief has always been there in the dressing room. But do you think, as a club, you know, maybe some of the fans who had started to doubt whether you could do this are now believing again?
Listen, there's always going to be doubts if you're not winning your games, you know. And but you know, we've always maintained that the belief within the club, and certainly within the squad of this moment in time, is very, very good and very strong. And you know, but sometimes you need to put it to, you know, into practice. You know, you need a performance like that to convince people. But I think anybody who saw the performance the other night will have great heart, you know, particularly if they're associated with us, because we put in a terrific performance the other night, and one that gives us, you know, the confidence to go into a really, really tough game at the weekend. But like I say, we knew they can do it. You know, it's getting out of them on a regular basis. That's the thing, you know, rather than the inconsistencies that we've had.
Yeah, it's just about following it up, isn't it? Because you've had good results recently. I think back to the Millwall and the Forest wins. It's just about putting a run together, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. You know, and no better time than now to try and do one. You know, I've spoken to your colleagues before the game at Reading, and I'm sure there's a lot of doubt about whether we could go there and get a result. And as I said before, there was a lot of belief in with us, but maybe not outside of the group. But I think we may have changed one or two opinions at this moment in time. But the biggest thing is back to back. You know, if we can get back to back wins at this stage of the season, it's a terrific boost. Confidence for us will go sky high, I'm sure. You know, and it's had the opposite effect on teams around us. So it's important that we go there and maintain the type of mindset that we had. You know, that we want to go and win the game. We're not going to just go around there and just hope to get something out of the game. We're going to maintain, we're going to want to win the game.
We heard from the players who've maintained that they always believed, but was confidence low at any point, you know, after that Bournemouth game, and has the Reading performance just improved that?
Well, listen, confidence is always low when you lose games. You know, you can't dress it up in any other way. You know, there's a real disappointment, particularly how we lost the game against Bournemouth, deserving to get something out of the game, in my opinion. Should we have scored first? Who knows what would have happened? But we didn't, and you know, that's all in the past now. But so confidence was hit. You know, but well, we got on the training ground again, so we changed the team round, you know, a little bit as well. I think that helped us on an attacking play as well. So to come away and get a result like we did, but more importantly, the performance was top class. I mean, we didn't go down there and come away with a lucky win. You know, we went down there and fully deserved the rewards we got. I mean, we outplayed him in lots of areas, lots of departments. We pressed the ball well. We defended brilliantly at times. And we were a constant threat on the attack, and particularly the counter-attack at times. So all in all, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that anybody could, you know, say that we didn't deserve the win. I mean, I've heard a lot of reporters saying how bad that Reading were. I think there was a real slant on how well we played. You know, it's making excuses for how badly they played doesn't give us the credit that we deserved of how well we played and didn't allow them to play. So in that, you know, we'll take that every week. You know, if we can play like that, you know, we've got no worries.
What's been the difference then when you look at a Reading performance? Great result, great performances you've taught there. What was the difference between that and maybe the games that you haven't won recently?
Well, I don't know. There's certain triggers, you know, that get players going, you know, and maybe it was that real sinking feeling that we had against the against Bournemouth, you know, because I don't think we saw it coming, you know, that late in the game. And maybe that was the driving force that got us going again. But but we know, you know, we can't just sit in our hands and wait for results to happen. We have to get on our front foot and be positive in our approach. And listen, if we make mistakes, it doesn't really matter, you know, but at least we're trying to win games rather than hopefully not lose them. And I think if we have, you know, the latter attitude, then we possibly will lose more games than we'll win.
Was there
ever a conclusion that it's now or never, really? You know, either we're going to go in here and give this a go and have a chance of staying up, or we can just sort of finish the season, go down and not really cause any issues here?
No, not at all. I think this, as I said before, we've never looked beyond the next game, you know, and we had to analyse the Reading performance, the Bournemouth performance going into the Reading game, and see where we could make inroads into scoring goals from our point of view. So we never looked at the games beyond it. We didn't look at the Yeovil game. We looked at it now. We didn't look at that one, because your return is important in front of you. You know, we can't be looking further down the line saying, well, if you lose today, everything's gone, because it's far from that. I think if you say you lose today, and well, this is a big game. If we lose this one today, we're down. Then what's your point to try to motivate them for the next 8-9 games, when that is the time when things will turn around? You know, and when everybody feels or looks at you, thinks, well, they've no chance. You know, sometimes that's the time that seems get a bit of form. And let's hope that's been with us. Let's hope this is the start of it. You know, and the process forward is started at Reading.
You said after the game you really praised Kelvin Atuhu's attitude and the way that he came in and had a performance. Was it similar with Ruben Noble Lazarus? You know, a young guy, you sort of challenge him at half time, go on and have an impact in that game, you're going to come on here. And he certainly did that, didn't he?
Well, he did. He did to a certain degree. I think we've got a player within Ruben who plays within himself. I think he's got a lot of great characteristics as a player and talent, but I think he's got to have more belief in himself, you know, and have more energy in himself, because he's got everything that you want as a modern day footballer, quite honestly, but he doesn't put it together enough, you know, and he has to have that determination, desire that makes you top players or gets you a living out of the game, quite honestly, and that's the only thing really that I can say about Ruben. You know, he's got all the ingredients, you know, it's just putting it together that's the biggest thing, but the challenge for him when he came on at half time was exactly that, getting around player Chris, you know, and cause a problem to the defenders with your pace and your energy and enthusiasm, and to cap it all, he came with a fantastic goal within that ability that we're talking about. So yeah, I mean, you know, we can single out lots of players the other day, you know, quite honestly, and let's be quite honest, we've not been able to do that for a long time, you know. But as a group, that's as good as you're gonna see from us. That was us at top level, and we've got to maintain that type of standard now from week in week out, because I think that. If we show anything like that, we'll win games.
Is it difficult as a manager, have you found this in your experience, to get a guy maybe to come out of his shell a little bit? Because he is a shy lad, Ruben Noble Lazarus. We spoke to him just a few moments ago. He's not the most outwardly confident person, is he?
No, he's not. But, you know, but people do change, you know, on and off the pitch. You know yourself that there is a, for want of a better analogy, there's a Jekyll and Hyde type of people that play on football pitches who are nasty, and they're often the nicest pie. You know, and that's what I'd like him to be, like that, you know, when he gets on there, you know, just have big courage and a big heart and play to all the necessary standards that's required to push on in football, and if he gets that side of his game, he will do. There's no doubt about it, because his other attributes will come naturally to him.
How much credit does Stephen Dawson deserve, given that, you know, he had all the Huddersfield stuff and he's just moved on from that? And when you sort of see the way that he was celebrating amongst those players when the goals went in, it clearly meant a lot to him.
It clearly means a lot to me as well. You know, I've stuck the armband on Stephen, because he deserves it. He gives everything for the football club, you know, and he'll admit himself, he's not Glenn Hoddle, I mean, so to speak. But he gives everything that everybody would want from a player who's representing your club, and from a manager's point of view, he's been brilliant. Yes, he's you know, he'll misplace a pass, of course, we know that. But the determination to get it back again when he does do that is second to none. And I've been absolutely delighted with his attitude. His application has been great, and it's rubbing off on the lads. And when we don't have to look at the first challenge he puts in against Bournemouth within seconds of the game, set the tempo for the whole game. He did the same the other night. You know, he's pressing the other night, and he sets the tone for the rest of the game. And he leads by example, and I've been delighted with him. And for anybody to criticise him for doing what he does, it's beyond me. It really is. I don't know what they want to from a player, because he's giving blood for us. I think it's fantastic.
You need players like that, don't you?
In every team, you need players like that. You can't all go out and play tippy-tappy football all day long. You need somebody who's prepared to try and get the ball back for you with determination. And I think that he epitomises that, you know, wholeheartedly.
Is it at all a psychological advantage? You probably don't even look at the table, but to be off the bottom, to sort of see that, that, you know, that what that victory against Reading has done? Can you ever take anything from that?
It depends where you look at it. Now, people look at it differently than we do. You know, we know it changes from week to week. You know, so rather than being up and down like a fiddler's elbow every time you move a position in the table, you know, and your mindset keeps changing, we try and keep a certain level headedness about our approach to it. I'm sure people get a big boost that we come off the bottom and we're now tying with other teams as well and within touching distance of teams above us, you know. But the biggest challenge for us is to win on Saturday, you know, and if it moves again on at the weekend, then fantastic, it'll be another brave move from our point of view. But we can't really study it too much because it does start to affect your mindset.
Is it good to be almost away from home again, that you can maybe keep some of the things that you did against Reading and just carry it on and sort of keep that consistency there?
Not really, no. I prefer to play at home. I think we've got some good performances at home. I don't think it's always been accompanied by the points. But at home, no, you always want to play in front of your home fans. And the way the lads have been behind us, or the fans, I should say, in recent times, have been terrific. So, you know, these next games are going to be very important to us at home. If we can pick up the bonus points away from home like we have, then it makes it very interesting now.
We had a fan ring up the other night and he said this is the World Cup for Barnsley and Yeovil this weekend. It's that important. I mean, do you think it's as serious as that? It is a big game, isn't it?
It is a big game, yeah. It is a big game, but if we lose that one and win the next seven, I'll be quite happy. So it's not a particularly big game, is it, after in the big picture, you know. But if we win that one and lose the next seven, it won't be a big game, you know. So listen, it's a very important game for us, don't get me wrong, and we're going down there to win the game, and whoever comes out victorious will have a fantastic boost in confidence and belief that they can stay up, and the other team will find it much harder. But it's not by any means over after this game.
And just to get a word on them, I mean, they've shown in the last few weeks they've not had the point. They've come so close to getting more points and late goals have cost them, but they've really tested some of the better teams in this division and almost beaten them.
Well, they have, you know, and I think that, you know, from the performances they've had and certainly the results, they can feel a bit disappointed in the last few games. But that's Championship for you. Mm. We can say exactly the same. You know, we've had problems. We have disappointments against Bolton here, for instance, you know, losing late goals and Bournemouth the other week. So we're very similar to them in that respect. And I think the top teams, why they're at the top is that they don't concede when they concede, when other teams do. And I think that's why they pick the points up like they do. But certainly they can cause problems, and certainly they have the quality to win a game, you know. But certainly so have we. And going into the game at the weekend, there's obviously more pressure on the home team, always is, you know. So we'll go there and we'll be strong and we'll be committed like we were on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll do enough to get the points.